Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab an umbrella and a pocket full of helpful thoughts. It's time for a story. Today's story is Violet's Cloudy Day by Roz McLean. This is Violet. Her favorite things are playing with her dog, eating spaghetti with ice cream for dessert, and swinging on monkey bars. Violet has just woken up from one of her least favorite things ever, a bad dream. In the dream, she couldn't find anyone to play with at recess. This was the worst morning to have this kind of dream, because it was Violet's first day at a new school, in a new neighborhood, where she didn't know a single person. It made her feel like there was a tight knot in her tummy. It was a feeling of worry. Violet thought, what if it comes true? Violet's worried feeling did something funny. It transformed into a puffy gray cloud and floated up above her head. Like a pet with a new owner, it followed her to brush her teeth. Ch-ch-ch-ch. A loose tooth? That meant a visit from the Tooth Fairy. Except, wouldn't the Tooth Fairy go to her old house? How would she find her? This thought became another cloud, which climbed into the air to join its friend. The worry clouds plodded after her to breakfast.
Slurp!
Violet lifted her cereal bowl way up until she could see her reflection in the milk's glassy surface. She could also see her worry clouds overhead. Stupid clouds, she thought. Are they going to hang around all day? Violet was so distracted by the clouds that she tilted the bowl too far and got milk all over her pajamas.
Gross, she thought.
Violet felt like such a mess. She knew she would spill something at school, too. What if people made fun of her? Violet was so sure about getting messy that her sureness turned into a worry, and her worry turned into another cloud. It ambled up to join the others, and now there were three. On the way to school, Violet thought of more and more worry clouds. What if her teacher was mean? What if everyone made fun of how she looked? What if she was left out? What if she was the worst in gym? What if the work was too hard? The clouds kept piling up. There were so many worries. They were really starting to get heavy. They were feeling very big, and Violet was feeling very small. By the time she got to school, it seemed like Violet and her backpack were about the same size. In her class, Violet just looked down at the floor. She was afraid everyone would be looking at her. The desk was too big, so Violet found a book to sit on. Soon, she heard the teacher's voice. It's time for show and tell, everyone. Come to the carpet. Show and tell? Show and tell? No one had told her about that. Violet didn't have anything to show or tell. She knew she was going to look so dumb. Now the worry clouds spun and swirled out of control. Violet didn't want to look dumb. She just wanted to go home. She felt so lonely, scared, and small. When Violet looked up, she was amazed. she was looking at the bottom of her desk. And when she looked down, the carpet seemed like it was miles away. Somehow, as the clouds had grown bigger and bigger, Violet had shrunk smaller and smaller. Even when she stood up, she was tinier than a mouse. Violet had a scary thought. What if she stayed this small forever? As she watched her worries tumble and jumble around her, Violet cried and cried. Through her sniffles, she could hear a muffled voice. It was the teacher. "Has anyone seen Violet?" she asked. No one knew where she was. Violet knew then that nobody could see her in the clouds. When the last tear ran down her cheek and her nose sniffed its last sniffle, she realized she could hear something. A voice. It was a boy talking about his show and tell. He had brought a picture of his dog. Next, a girl played a harmonica her grandpa had given her. Then, it was another girl's turn. Her family had gone on vacation, where she had learned to snorkel. This made Violet wonder what it would be like to swim with tropical fish. Violet decided this girl sounded nice. She didn't think she would laugh at her if she spilled something on her clothes. In fact, she sounded like she might make a good friend. As Violet listened to the girl's voice, a worry cloud floated right up to her and gave her a little nudge. It was the worry from her dream, where she was sitting all alone. Then, the friendly girl appeared in the cloud. She asked Violet to play. This made Violet smile. "Sure," she answered. Then the worry cloud changed. The dark, heavy cloud filled with light and started to glow. It floated up, up, up like a balloon until it was out of Violet's sight. That was odd. Why had the worry cloud disappeared? Why had the girl come into the cloud in the first place? Was it because Violet thought she sounded nice? Had Violet's thought changed the worry cloud? Had it helped her? Aha! Violet had an idea. She would try to think of more helpful thoughts. Violet had thoughts that were the opposite of worries. These thoughts told her that good things, not bad things, were going to happen. They told her what was good about herself. If she messed up, they told her it was okay. They were gentle and kind, and it was their job to help her. So, when Violet saw her worries, she sent helpful thoughts. And like magic, they drifted away. Violet sent out all of her helpful thoughts to all of the worry clouds until they all disappeared. Violet looked down at her feet. They could touch the ground. She was full size again. "There you are, Violet," she heard the teacher say. "Why don't you come and join us at the carpet?" Now that she looked up at the teacher's face, she seemed friendly, but Violet still felt sheepish. "I don't have anything to show or tell," Violet said. "That's okay," the teacher responded. "Why don't you tell us a little about yourself? We'd all like to get to know you. So, she did. Violet talked about what she liked to do, and her dog, Sandy. Violet even talked about moving, and how she was nervous to come to a new school. That's okay, Violet, her teacher told her. Everyone worries sometimes. When she heard that, Violet felt better. Maybe she wasn't the only worrier in the world. Soon, Violet's turn was over, and it was time to get ready for recess. In the coat room, everyone was getting ready to go outside. Violet felt nervous. Was she going to spend recess alone? This thought almost became a worry. But then, Violet remembered. She needed a helpful thought. The girl beside her smiled. Violet found a helpful thought and held it in her mind as she asked, "Do you want to play at recess?" And the girl said, "Sure." One of the things I like about this story is when Violet thinks to herself, maybe I'm not the only worrier in the world. And it's true. Just like her teacher said, everyone worries sometimes. Sometimes our worries feel like cloudy thoughts. Sometimes our worries feel like bad dreams. Do you have anything in your life that you worry about sometimes? I wonder if you could do what Violet did and help calm your worries down by using helpful thoughts. Helpful thoughts are gentle and kind. Helpful thoughts tell you what is good about you. They tell you that good things, not bad things, will happen. They're here to help you. It's their job. And they also let you know that it's okay to make mistakes. Can you think of some helpful thoughts that will help you with your worry clouds? Sometimes we think our own worries and our own helpful thoughts quietly in our own heads. But I think that with the biggest worries in life, it's helpful to tell a grown-up how you feel. A grown-up that cares about you can help you understand your cloudy thoughts. And maybe you can come up with some helpful thoughts together. Even grown-ups need to practice helpful thoughts sometimes. If you liked Violet's cloudy day, you might like listening to the episode Evie OK and the Thought Buffet by Valerie Shively. In that story, Evie learns that thinking different kinds of thoughts can help change the way we feel. You might also like the story Zaid and the Gigantic Cloud by Hilal Musla. In that story, Zaid is so disappointed that his feelings make a great stormy cloud around his head. And it's only by doing something good and helpful for someone else that his clouds begin to blow away. You can find those stories and more at elderberrytales.com or wherever you like to listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening to Elderberry Tales. If you like what you heard today, please share our podcast with your friends. That's how we can grow and reach more people. See you next time.